This is the download edition of the Wall Street Update on Monday, the 11th of May. I'm Lucy Burton. It's time for our look at the US markets, where stocks close lower today. For his take on why, I spoke to Peter Jankowskis of Oakbrook Investments in Chicago.
I think we're getting a bit of a sell-off in energy shares contributing to it, and also a very strong rise in bond yields. The 10-year bond yield was up more than 11 basis points today, a very big move.
Was that to do with Greece, do you think?
Well, it's hard to say, you know, because normally uncertainty about Greece would cause the opposite effect, that people would be flocking to U.S. Treasuries and driving down the bond yield. So I think it might actually be more related to some comments from one of the Federal Reserve governors today, that he reiterated that the Federal Reserve could decide to start raising rates at any meeting. And my guess is that probably had more to do with the U.S. market bond yields rising than the Greek story did.
And we saw in China overnight that they have changed their interest rates as well. Has that played into the U.S. at all today?
It's hard to say. Certainly the bond yield rise did start overnight, after the Chinese announcement, so it could well have been a contributing factor with the feeling that if China stimulates demand, it stimulates demand for the entire world economy, and all the more reason that the U.S. will have to start raising rates.
And what else are you going to be looking ahead to this week? It's only Monday. There's a whole four more days of trading to go. What are you telling your clients this week?
Well, you know, we keep looking at all of the reports that come out regarding the health of the U.S. economy. We have retail sales coming out here on Wednesday. These are all things that point to what the Federal Reserve is going to decide to do at the end of the quarter here.
What do you think the Fed's going to do?
I think they're probably going to stay pat at this particular meeting, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were to raise, say, in September. And I certainly expect them to raise sometime before the end of this year.
Peter Jankowskis there.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.